I'm sure my legs are getting... I'm not sure if my legs have got longer, Charmaine, or the desk is lowered. I think they might have lowered the desk. I can't see my legs have got longer since yesterday morning.
I don't imagine they have either.
Something's happening.
Just make me laugh. You've had a growing spurt overnight.
I've had. I think I might have grown a few inches. I was quite tall anyway. I don't want to get any taller. I won't be able to buy trousers.
A giant man.
What on earth am I on about? Right. What? Anyway, talking about the Olympics and David Dickinson earlier on, it reminded me of something.
David Dickinson in the Olympics?
Yes.
That's a strange segue.
It is. Your fight is all going to link up together magically in a minute. David Dickinson's tan. This is what it is. I always take the mick out of David Dickinson's tan because I put fake tan on last year and I ended up looking like David Dickinson. But I've noticed in the Olympics... Actually, I'm going to start the story somewhere else. I was in a DIY shop. Bear with me, dear listener. I was in a DIY shop, and you know you get different colour stains for your fences?
Yes.
Well, I went to watch the Olympics, and Gary Lineker seems to be a teak colour and is getting darker. And I was looking at the stains, and I think he, by the end of the Olympics, he could be a dark oak. I'm telling you, watch Gary Lineker on the Olympics. He's getting...
I will.
He's tanning more as it goes on.
Wow.
And we haven't had any sunshine.
I was going to say, it couldn't be the weather.
Next time you're in a DIY shop, check it out, listeners. There's a tanning. It gets lighter and darker and darker. Then go and look at Gary Lineker in the Olympics. Watch it back. And I'm telling you, that's all I'm saying. I think they're maybe sponsored by B&Q. If you're a new listener to the show, I came up with an idea. I don't know why I came up with this idea. It's ridiculous. That we could get a personal trainer to train me and we could do a weekly bit on the radio show to see how I'm getting on. Now, if you've never seen me, I'm not the fittest of persons.
You're well fit.
I'm well fit. Be on EastEnders. But basically, I've decided to get into shape. I've got fat. I've been doing radio for a little while now. When I used to do TV, I used to really worry about how I looked. So I always used to keep fit and slim. I went back to radio and I've basically been eating kebabs and beer, drinking beer. It's all gone a bit wrong. But anyway, I've decided it's time to get fit. Now, before I wanted to see a personal trainer, I thought I would try and get fit before I see the personal trainer so he wouldn't tell me that I'm obese.
You're not obese.
I'm obese, I am. Now, I'm overweight. I've done my height to weight thing.
Right.
And I think I need to lose 4 kilograms to be normal.
Okay, I just know I'm still doing stones and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It's all getting very confusing, but I'm sure you're perfect already.
Shut up. That's the most sarcastic thing ever you just said to me. Yeah, but anyway, he rang me up last night. I haven't heard from him for about 3 weeks, and I thought, oh, if I don't mention it, it might go away. He might have forgotten. 9:30 last night, the phone's ringing. I didn't recognise the number, and I answered it. Oh, hello. Well, I called him Alex. His name's not Alex.
No,
Charmaine. What's
it's
his name?
Matthew.
Matthew, that's it. He said, hello, it's Matthew. Do you still want to start this thing next week? And I'm like, oh, no, I can't pull out of it now. So it looks like from next week, he said he's got to come and give me an assessment. I don't like that.
Yeah, they have to do your body mass index. Oh, I don't know.
Something to do with body fat. It doesn't sound flattering. What do they do then? What do they have to do?
Oh, they have to take blood and... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I know how you would faint.
I know.
You would faint.
I do. I have an injection. I faint.
No, they just put a little, like a blood pressure thing around you and then they can take your blood pressure and all that kind of...
You don't have to take your clothes off or anything.
No. Only if you want to. Yeah.
I was like, Jo came in to do a demonstration of the Indian head massage. She looked quite surprised when I start naked.
I bet she ran screaming.
In the studio, joining us, I'm very happy to say, Dave Benson Phillips. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, you?
Yeah, I'm extremely well, Dave. Thank you for popping along to see us. It's hard when you get these big celebrities in, Charmaine, so you've always got a rider, haven't they?
No, he's been so demanding already. No, he's been a delight. I love you, Dave.
I can't see Dave because these computers are in the way.
That was part of his rider.
Is it?
Yeah, you cannot... Yeah, you cannot look at me whilst you're broadcasting. It's just rude.
Like a Tom Cruise situation. Don't look him in the eye.
Oh, yeah, something like that. I worked with Tom Cruise, right? I looked him in the forehead. It was actually... I have to say that.
Have you really worked with him?
Yeah, I did it years ago. He's actually as small as... He's quite a small... Let's put it this way. He's compact. That's all I'm going to put it as, all right?
And they're very clever. I don't know if it's his management or what, but his girlfriends always seem to be the same height in a photo. I don't know if they put him on stilts or a Yellow Pages, or I don't know what's happening.
Well, we'll find out when he gets his next one. It's a real shame to say, because as everybody knows, he is single now, isn't he, Char?
I will be the fourth wife.
Charmaine doesn't like him, Dave. She's rejected him. She wants Johnny Depp. Tom Cruise, she doesn't like him.
Well, I know for a fact Dave knows Johnny Depp too.
Yes.
I'm going to put a word in.
You know Johnny Depp?
I do.
Oh, Lord. Wow, I didn't expect that. What's he like? So I've always wanted to meet him.
Do you know what? He's one of those men, and it sounds a bit weird. The first time I ever met Johnny Depp, my wife and I, we were stunned. We were so stunned, we forgot that we were married to each other. That's how stunned we were. He is beautiful. I mean, he is a beautiful man. It's just, and do you know what? He's really nice as well. He's a lovely, lovely man.
Yeah, that's always nice to hear. We even arranged, Dave, that Charmaine was going to... We weren't sure if she was going to move to America or he was going to move to Brighton. We didn't know what was happening. But, yeah, it's all sorted out.
Well, Dave will sort it out now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it all depends on where he is, because I know he used to spend a lot of time sort of... when he's making films in England, he stays near... he normally stays in central London. He's got a hotel that he likes to hang in. And, of course, when he's sort of in this part of the world, he normally likes to hang out in France, which is, of course, where his children and, of course, Vanessa Paradis, that's where they used to be. So it's all a little bit interesting at the moment. Well, just keep with me, Dave Pezza-Phillips. This is Depp Watch.
So, Dave, we've got you in. You're a superstar TV presenter.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I'm just up the road and I'm on the telly a bit. Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
We had to go through Charmaine's black book because he was in there.
Only numbering.
I'm still... that's right. Wait a minute. Now, black book, we better explain to people who might not have met me before that... How do I put it? I'm going to have to do this now.
Oh, God.
That I'm a person of, let's put it this way, non-white origin, okay? So when Charmaine referred to me as a black book, she meant it in the funny sense. I don't want anybody out there being PC and saying, I'm really outraged that Charmaine has a book for black people.
Not in 2012 we live in, Charmaine Davis.
No, it's all right. I was just waiting for the complaints to come in.
Yeah.
Leave now.
How about a red book?
No, do you know what? The black book's fine because it just means that, it means that we have history, which is lovely.
We're changing the subject quickly.
Come on.
We've got a question for you.
Oh, go for it.
Sent in by JC.
Yep.
And she'd like to know, which former job do you miss the most?
Which former job? Oh, I've had loads of jobs, but the job that I almost didn't enter show business for was I worked as an assistant for a private detectives firm. And it was a cool job. They do, admittedly though, it's not as glamorous as it is in the films and action movies. You spend a lot of time really looking up paperwork and stuff. And you normally work with people who've got good connections within the police force and anything else like that, and investigative departments. But I was there sort of like chasing paper, ringing up people. Every now and again, I'd go out in the field. And that was good fun. And it seemed that I had a natural talent for being able to sort of get into places and put listening devices and things. So if they wanted somebody who looked like a workman, they used to literally put me like a tool bag in my hand. And I'd sort of go in with a bit of an idea, sort of like, all right, I'll come here to do your pipes. I just looked, and I was able to put these devices in and stuff, and a lot of people. I won't tell you the kind of people that we used to chase, but it was really good for a good couple of years.
Oh wow,
Peter Phillips,
PI,
Peter Phillips.
Mr. Willis, not being rude, but just leave that, Char. Just take over the desk.
I'm sorry. We've got to go into our travel, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have Dave. Dave Benson Phillips. I've got your name then, Dave.
That's all right. Just to let you know, this is the first of my bacon butties during this hour between 9 and 10. I'll just take the bite now. Very local, very lovely. See you after the traffic.
Thank you ever so much.
Suck it back in. Anyway, so there we go. Sorry, did I just say something? Okay.
We're back in.
Oh, we are back in.
We were just talking off air, because you've seen this hat that I've got for competitions. I'm doing competitions from Friday, dear listeners. And we're going to, all the winners, we're going to put into a hat and pull out the lucky winner and talk to them live on the air.
Yep.
Now, the hat you've been telling me, I wasn't sure if it's a cowboy hat or an Australian hat, the Jimmy Willis hat.
Yep.
You seem to think it's the Australian.
Yeah, it's an Australian hat, and it looks like a Stockman hat, which is kind of fedora-esque. If you've ever seen Indiana Jones and that particular character, he wears it kind of like that. But see, but it's a Stockman hat. It's definitely one of those ones that you see on the back of a horse or being worn by a six-foot burly Australian bloke looking out after his sheep.
Well, I'll tell you what, because I thought I would look a bit like Indiana Jones, but on the train this morning, everyone just looked at me a bit funny. Like I was a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, so they're probably sitting there thinking, here's a man who's trying to make going to work interesting.
Is he lost? Where's the safari?
Excuse me, what you should have done was just sat there and said, I've just come from Earl's Court. Yeah.
Good night, Matt. We're in London for the Olympics.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hear there's some sailing down here.
Brilliant.
I'm here for the sheep shearing.
Grow a beard and you could be Rolf Harris.
Now, there's a geezer I've worked with. He's lovely.
Have you really?
Yeah, I have. Aww. He's lovely.
He's always looked the same. Like, when I was young and now, he always seems to look the same. He hasn't aged. He always seems to look the same.
He is one of those amazing, timeless people, of course. I mean, everybody's grown up with him over here, so he's a stunning, lovely man. He will never age.
No, brilliant.
No.
And we're talking about my hat. You said it's like the ones in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I said, Dave, are you going in it? Are you going to get in Celebrity, I'm a Get Me Out of Here?
Well, I've been interviewed, Mr. Willis, on it, and it's been a bit interesting. They asked me loads of questions. And I asked them loads of questions, and then it all went a bit quiet. Yeah. But other than that, every now and again, it always surfaces where they say, look, you know, we should get Dave into the jungle. Normally from the people who find this out. But, it was a really interesting interview.
See, they could have you in, like, a gunge tank situation. Get your own back.
Oh.
What I did there.
Yeah, I saw what you did there, Char.
Yeah, well done, Char, mate. Yeah, she's been working on that one.
For right.
Weeks.
Yeah. Well, now it's gone. I'm sounding really vindictive. Go on, listen, it's your show, you two. So.
Charmaine, I've been giving her a bit of stick today. I love my Wednesday mornings because me and Charmaine, we come in the mornings and we laugh. As soon as she walks in the door, we laugh until we leave.
He just laughs at me.
Even on the train home.
What? What, do you just look at Jimmy and just say, I've got to work with you?
Yeah.
Look at that big tall bloke with that weird hat on.
Yeah.
It's 9:34. We're going to play a couple more songs in 8 minutes.
All right.
This is the non-stop 80s triple play. Ador FM.
You're saying someone said you died once in a car on the way to Torquay.
Yeah, there was part of this internet thing where they were doing dead celebrities, and it was mine was that I was killed in a car crash on the way to Torquay. Can I just assure listeners at the moment, this is not a tribute actually saying this, this is actually me. The unfortunate thing about it, Jimmy, was the fact that I was actually going to Torquay to do my children's show at the time as part of a nationwide tour. Oh. And so, yeah, that was a bit interesting.
I like this other rumour about you presenting on Babe Station, Dave.
Do you know what? I'd never seen Babe Station before, not until I got a free view box recently. And it was really quite a yeah.
But now he has got a job.
but the thing was, I mean, unfortunately, they just played a lot of disco music. They just had these ladies just talking, scantily clad, might I add. Yeah, and apparently I was presenting on that as well for quite a few years, which made it a bit interesting when I turned up for jobs and auditions for preschool TV.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
I didn't think of it. I didn't actually know until this guy turned around and asked me a really dubious question of which I gave an answer to. And he just kind of went, well, we can't have you for this wholesome children's channel or this programme. I said, why? He said, well, you host Babe Station. And I went, what? And he said, well, look, you know, we've researched you. And I thought, well, it's not on my CV. And I was told, and it was quite a few jobs that did that.
Dear
dear me.
And yeah, so I'd like to meet these people who sit there and think of various rumours and see, yeah, just to tell them what that happened.
I want some rumours about me.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
I'll start spreading those.
Yeah. Yes, Jimmy Willis is a tall man. Yeah. That's a rumour you can live
it's
with.
It's true, I can go with that, yeah.
Jimmy Willis picks on me all the time.
I tell you what, I'm going to be a tall, fit man soon, Dave.
Wait a minute, have you suffered from bullying in the workplace?
I have, yes.
No, I'm not talking to you, Jimmy. I'm talking to Shah now. I'm talking to Shah.
All the time.
Yeah. You're laughing over there. It's all right. You wait till you play your next record, man.
You're just hiding behind the monitor.
Yeah. From the next point on, he'll be talking with bruises, people.
It's 9:44 and it's time to go into your travel.
It's a thing. You're listening now to Ader FM. It's the morning show. It is 9:50, coming up for 9:51. You're listening to the sound of Mr. Jimmy Willis.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen.
And Charmaine.
We don't need jingles on this show.
No, just me sitting in the corner going, that's Jimmy Willis.
Are you available every morning? We can have different ones.
Oh, I am. And just later on today, Jimmy Willis will also be doing his chat show. It's called What You Talking About, Willis.
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
No, you haven't. Listen, you and me, right, you must have had that all the time. And people will come up to me and the first thing they say, oh, what you talking about, Willis? And I'm like, my name's Dave. You did. Now, here's the connection. Charmaine, go on.
So I did a little film with the guy who had that catchphrase.
Gary Coleman. Really?
When I was working in America, I actually worked with Gary Coleman. And I don't know if I should say it, but he was a bit miserable.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
But no, it was great. It was a film called Midgets and Mascots.
No.
It was his comeback film before he died, sadly.
Oh, no.
And that's a tragic story. I wish I'd brought it up. Anyway, over to Dave Benson Phillips in the corner.
Yeah. Dave, come on, get us out.
Yes, and now I'm going to be drunk. Now watch me do some juggling. And some karate displays on radio. Okay.
Dave, yeah. What, have you got a guitar over there?
I have got a guitar. I was going to whip it out. I've actually got a guitar and a banjo ukulele. Oh, so depending on what the listeners would like, I can either play the guitar and I'll do a couple of children's songs or a couple of rude jingles, or I can play the banjo ukulele. Now, the guitar sounds like a guitar.
Yeah.
And the banjo ukulele actually sounds like a ukulele. It's just got a wooden back on it. That just gives it a bit more amplification, a bit more oomph. No, let's put it to the public.
Okay. Yeah, right, I'll tell you what we do. We you can tweet us at AdaFM.
Tweet.
We're going to play one more song. We've only got about 3 minutes left after that, Dave. Can you do it in 3 minutes?
Oh, my God, I better whip it out then.
Yeah, we haven't got long left. It's 9:53.
Right, banjo ukulele, tweet now.
Hang on, what's happening there?
It
went a bit wrong, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. That's because I said to you during that song I was going to back announce it, and then you just chime. It's karma, baby. That's what karma feels like.
Oh, I don't like karma.
Yeah, karma kick your ass, your backside. Yeah.
So, Dave, we've got 2 minutes. Do you want to do us a bit of a song?
There we go.
All right.
I said, yo. Your sex is on fire. I say, yo, with a burning desire. There you go. That's all we've got time for
absolutely
at the moment.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
That's all right,
Dave.
It's all right. If I hadn't yacked so much or talked so much, we could have had a bit more sort of music here. My fault, everybody. I just, you know, I spend my mornings just with Mrs. Phillips and our son Benjamin, so there's not much conversation going on there. So it's just nice to talk to some people who can actually talk back. It's great.
Have you got any TV projects on the way, Dave?
TV projects. I've always got TV projects going on. There's a couple that I've got to start talking to people about.
Yeah.
And also, one of them involves the rehash of an idea that I'm quite associated with, but I can't say any more than
that. Okay, that's okay.
And then, of course, I've got things to do for a certain reality TV program called Big Brother. Next week, I've got to take a gunge tank. onto Big Brother next week. So I'm not sure what day it is, but I know that I'm on there. So watch it all next week. I think I turn up with a gunge tank.
I've not seen Big Brother this year. I sort of missed it. It's gone off my radar a little bit. Well,
I do because I have to be in it. But
I suppose it's a bit awkward if you turn up and you've never watched it.
Oh, could you imagine when they ask you? Yeah, now there's a Willis, Emma Willis, of course. Yeah. And she asks questions. If you sat there, go, I don't know. I don't watch it. It's rubbish, man. It's not a good thing. So yeah, I have watched it. So it's great. It's lovely.
I've got. Do you know Pete Bennett, Dave, from Big Brother, the guy who won it with Tourette's?
Yeah,
that's my mate.
What, Pete the Punk?
Pete the Punk.
No.
Yeah, he used to do a show here in this very studio. We've done a few shows.
Really? I mean, how is he? I mean, has it sort of got worse with age, or is he all right?
The Tourette's, I think, personally, it's got better. I think it's better.
Do you mean his choice of language is now better, or is it a case of he's got it under control?
What I think it is when he's comfortable with someone, he doesn't get it that much. It's when you first meet someone and he's nervous, that's when it all sort of comes out. But yes, wanted to talk to about ADHD and all that sort of thing, but we didn't have time, Dave.
Yeah, most people don't sort of have. They look at me and they go, oh yeah, that explains a lot. And that's kind of how they do it, which was quite nasty, really. I've given talks and stuff about it.
Yeah.
And, of course, people who went to school with me or worked with me would just go, that's why you're such an idiot. and that's their first understanding. Listen, you've got less than a minute to go. So is there anything that you want to tell your listeners right now before you sign off, Jimmy? Charmaine,
I want to say thank you ever so much for everyone for listening. We've got to go into the news.
I'm now going
to
give my friend Charmaine a hug because I haven't seen her in ages, and also because she's so lovely.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Dave.
That's great. See you as well.
Okay, Dave Benson.
I'm glad I had a shower for this.
Yeah. Thank you ever so much, Dave. I hope to see you again soon.
Oh, you will.
And the time has come, the day that I've been dreading. My personal trainer, Matt Guy Wright, is in the studio and doing tests. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks.
I'm worried. Dear listener, I don't know why I've agreed to do this on the air, but we've already done something. What have we done?
We took your BMI, body mass index.
There we go.
Measured your fat percentage.
And it came to the conclusion I could be a sumo wrestler, which is strange. You never had that response before. No, but it wasn't as bad as you thought it might be, you said.
Improvement, I think.
There's room for improvement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we'll get there. So, how long have you been doing this personal training, Matt?
Actually, 10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
What kind of people want personal training from you? I mean, is it like, are you a celebrity type person, or is it your average Joe? Or
It really is, could be anybody. It's a real mixture.
Yes.
I've got DJs who are flying off to New York and Miami and flying all over the world. And
Jimmy Willis flying off to Fisher's Gate.
Right.
I live 8 minutes down the road. It's not very, very exotic, is it? Oh, wow, it's good fun. We've got to do some more tests. We might do my blood pressure live on the air, might we? Because that's quite quick.
It's quite quick, but it's a little bit painful.
Yeah, I don't like this painful thing. Charmaine's been telling me there's been needles involved for a week now, because she knows I've got a fear of needles. It's not nice, is it?
I just like to tease you, Jimmy.
It's not very nice at all. It's 8 minutes past 9. We're going to come back in a minute with more test results. Oh, God. Matt Guy Wright has got me hooked up to something. I have no idea what is it. What is this on my arm, Matt?
It's a blood pressure machine.
A blood pressure machine. Now, you do see these in doctors and surgeries and stuff quite a lot, don't you, now?
Yeah, it's just the same thing.
So,
yeah.
Right, what, we're going to do it now on the air, are we?
Right
if I'm
here, right now.
Right, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got my arm in a I don't know what it is, Charmaine. How would you describe it?
A giant Velcro bandage.
You might have to talk, Charmaine, because I might pass out.
I've got 999 on speed dial. You're all
have
right.
Have you?
Yeah.
Cool, that's very tight.
It's
oh, my
start
God.
Really gripping now. It's going to be just for a little bit.
Oh, poor Jimmy.
Oh, my. That's really
hurt.
Tight. It is hurting.
You must have had your blood pressure taken before.
Oh, my God.
This is the worst of it. Once this is over, it gets better.
I think I have to do training or something. At some point,
that tends to help.
Yeah,
this isn't going to help you lose any weight. It's just going to know how fit and healthy you are.
Oh, God, I don't know if I like it. I feel uncomfortable with this. It's all...
You're being a brave boy.
Thank you ever so much. Do I get, like, a badge and a lollipop?
You do. You
we have lollipops waiting for
wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Give me some support. Send me a text, people. 80809. Start your message with Ada FM. What does it say?
It actually says... Do you want me to read it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There's two readings, your systolic and your diastolic. I know that sounds a bit scientific.
Yeah.
But, you're 156 over 95, which means
God.
Your blood pressure is too high.
I've got to go to hospital.
Uh-oh.
I'm over, so what do I have to do to get that, get fitter?
Basically, yes.
It's the stress of working with me that actually raises his blood pressure.
It is too high. Your resting heart rate is 80. You see that heartbeat sign
there?
Yeah. So 80 beats a minute is the rate your heart is
beating. Am I going to die?
Oh, no.
I'm all right.
Remember, I'm medically trained, so you'll be fine.
Right, wow, so...
Charmaine can resuscitate you.
I mean, exactly. To be fair, it's not really a surprise. I'm not very fit, is it? I don't know why I was so shocked by it. I knew that I didn't look like Peter Andre.
In my eyes, you'll always look like Peter Andre.
Oh, that was really tight on my arm. I'm not sure about it all. Good morning, Ada. So we've got Matt Guy right in the studio. He's my brand new personal trainer. He's popped in this morning to do some assessments on me. Why I've decided to do this live on the air, I don't know, because I don't think it's good news, ladies and gentlemen. I've got one more test to do, and then we can give you a bit of a conclusion in around 10 minutes' time. So, Charmaine David, can you take over?
Absolutely, because the next test...
I've got to stand up and blow into something.
It involves Jimmy's mouth, blowing into equipment.
Right, so I just breathe in and then...
Yeah, you're going to really... Fill your lungs.
Deep breath.
Empty your lungs really.
And blow. There we go. Oh, there's a healthy lung for you.
Let's see. Oh, you've gone off the Richter scale.
I've gone off the Richter scale.
Wow.
You've got very, very healthy lungs.
I've got healthy lungs, right. So
that's a good report for a start.
It's a good report. It looks like my lungs are okay, but the rest of the body has had it.
The rest of you has got to go, but the lungs can stay.
Yeah, we're going to do a bit of a conclusion for you. After the 8 is triple play. I'm a bit worried about it, ladies and gentlemen. Give me some support. You can send me a text, 80809. Start your message with Ada FM. So we've had an assessment. Hello to Matt Guy, right?
Hey.
So you've done an assessment on me. What is the conclusion of this assessment?
The conclusion?
Yes, wow. We've done a few tests. I held some sort of a machine. What was that?
That was your body fat percentage.
And which, what's that then?
I can say this on air?
Yes, go for it. Go on.
You're a brave man. It's 27.8% of you is fat. Now, that sounds worse than it is.
Lord. Can have a heart attack.
Let me put it into this perspective. Usain Bolt is apparently...
Oh, you can't compare
2%.
Me to Usain Bolt. This is ridiculous.
That's an extreme. So yeah. He's about 2% body fat, which is incredible.
In fairness, I knew that I wasn't as fit as Usain Bolt. I did have an inkling
close.
Of that.
I'm shocked that you're not.
So the conclusion is, though, Jimmy, that from the health perspective, we need to get that figure down.
Yeah.
Your resting heart rate is a bit too high as well.
Yeah.
So we need to get that down, and that will improve as I get you fitter.
How exciting.
Your blood pressure definitely needs to come down.
So what sort of training am I going to be doing then?
It's going to be a mixture of... there's going to be, obviously, quite a bit of cardio.
Is that running, like, sort of thing?
I try and make it much more interesting than just running.
Is it?
Do you find... Do you enjoy running?
I don't mind running. That's probably the only thing that I actually don't mind doing, really.
Right. That's good.
I mean, I've been trying to get a little bit fit before I've seen you, if the truth be told, because it's a bit like cleaning your house before the cleaner comes, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's a bit like that. I thought I'd get in some sort of shape because I haven't done any exercise for about 2 years. So I've done a little bit. I'm getting there.
That's good. I've started training people who haven't done any exercise for 25 years. So
we should be all right.
Isn't so bad. Yeah, it's going to be a real mixture of indoors, outdoors, in the park, on the beach,
in the gym. I look forward to it. Matt Guy Wright, thank you ever so much for coming in and doing my assessment.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you again soon.
I look forward to it. I'll see you in the gym on Friday.
Yeah, that's it. I look forward to it.
I don't believe you. Yeah.